It's milk. Milk is the worst thing you can drink when you're about to record. And that's what we're drinking tonight, guys.
Yay. Except
it's definitely morning, and I'm drunk already.
To show you how dedicated we are after coming back from our break, it's 10:50 in the morning, and we've already been at this for half an hour.
Yeah, I got here at 10, well, maybe like 10:01.
10:02.
Made drinks immediately, and I've been slamming.
And she drank both of them, in case you're wondering.
Well,
she made two drinks.
I made two,
herself.
I'm drinking one, and I'm going to drink the other in a second.
I've never really had the rum and eggnog, and then I had it, but the rum was too rummin'.
That's because I doubled it up.
Yeah, it's too rum for my rumless body.
I really love rum, and it's like, well, it's like the dark spice rum. I prefer,
that's why, because it's spice rum.
Yeah, but it's like dark, which is better.
The first time I had spiced rum, I threw up.
Oh.
It's a trigger.
I didn't know
Hashtag
that.
Hashtag triggered.
You should have told me. I would have grabbed a different kind.
That's okay.
I didn't know. Oh, well.
That's fine. I made my own drink. It consists of chocolate milk, skim milk, and whipped cream. That's just for fun. And then the real drink is just vodka water. Because we weren't sure how vodka mixed with milk.
I said we should have just made a fucking vodka chocolate milk. Let's try that next.
Okay.
Okay. And we'll just keep drinking milk and, like, dairy products. And then when we're recording, we'll get that nice thick sound in our throat.
You'll be able to hear it go like...
Fuck. So, I'm Sam.
And I'm Kaylee. And we are the Shutterbugs.
Shutterboogs.
We're back.
It's us.
Yay. Ooh. Get excited.
We are already drunk.
Excited to be here today.
I feel like I haven't seen you in like several months. Like, I haven't seen you since October when we last recorded.
Yeah, we went out of a hiatus of everything. Each other, the podcast.
Yeah, like, we totally weren't just together last night watching White Chicks. What a great choice.
It's so weird that you replaced me with someone else and then watched movies that we would
it's
watch
just
together.
It's a pillow with, like, a sweater you left at my house.
It's just the costume from White Chicks that
it's
you've
just,
put on a pillow.
No, it's just Midas, but
with
I put
tiny
your face
cat
on
wig.
Him. Oh, I got a kitty! Oh,
that's new.
That is new. I got a kitty. His name is Midas. He's so snuggled. It's so cute.
She got married.
I got married.
She went on a honeymoon.
We did cover this last time, but it was before.
It was all guesstimates.
Yeah. We recorded before the wedding and stuff, and then we just guessed it. And it was pretty accurate.
We weren't wrong.
I didn't fall down.
Yes.
I guessed that I fell down, but I didn't fall down. I almost fell down. Because so we started to do our dance that we'd done like fucking 6 months of dance lessons for, okay? And we realized immediately in my dress, I couldn't walk backwards.
Yep.
Which is like 90% of the dance. So then we were like, we'll bring everyone in the wedding party on the dance floor and it'll be okay.
And it was.
And it was. I thought it was okay.
Yeah, it was good.
Whatever. It was a beautiful song. Beautiful dance.
It was a beautiful
People got
day.
Beautifully drunk.
Oh, did they?
We went over our bar budget by $700. That's how much you guys drank.
Which isn't even that bad.
Well, we had like... No, because our bar budget was like $4,000 or something.
Exactly. So to only go over by $700.
We underestimated, I think, two things.
Mitch?
We underestimated, I think, just in general, how much my people would drink. Because... like, everybody was a drinker. And then I think we also underestimated how much Noah's people would drink.
Yeah.
So you had a decent amount of people who were drinking hard. And the theory was like, oh, well, they're all, like, Mennonites. No one's going to be drinking.
But they were hanging.
They went fucking hard. Like.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful time. It's a glorious wedding. My dress is goddamn fucking amazing.
Yes.
Handmade, beautiful lace. Fucking so nice. I want to wear it again, but I have no reason to ever wear it again.
Every year on your anniversary?
Just
duh.
Put it on.
Yeah, obviously. Hello.
Drink numero two.
Yeah. And if you're wondering what's new with me, nothing.
You put up a Christmas tree.
Yep, but that's just seasonal. I spend a lot of time alone with my cats. I've been working a lot. I'm basically prepared for Christmas. I only have 2 more presents I need to get.
I need to do all of my presents. P.S. I'm making you a present.
Oh, I bought you a present.
Oh, well, I'm buying you the things to make you the present with.
Oh, that's good.
That counts.
It does.
That counts.
Oh, feck. That was close. Almost knocked my chocolate toddy off the table.
Your chocolate toddy? It's just chocolate milk. Oh, you're beautiful.
You forget it's hopped up with that whipped cream, though.
That doesn't make it a toddy. Like, at all.
I also put some cocaine in it, so today's gonna be real hyped.
I'm already, like, dying.
I've developed major drug addictions in my time off since I haven't been drinking.
Like, you're not wrong.
I started snorting meth and...
Do you snort meth?
And eating crack.
Do you snort? You don't snort meth. Can you snort meth? You must be able to snort meth.
Maybe I've been doing it wrong. I don't know.
Your nose is just bloody. It's bleeding everywhere off. All the time. Like,
it falls off, yeah.
Like, you start to look like Voldemort.
It's like, at first I'm like, wow, it's like a cute little nose piercing. Where'd that come from? And then the chunk just like rips off.
Hole in your nose. Yeah. But you're so high, it looks cool.
Yeah.
None of that's even remotely accurate. Please don't do meth. Don't support meth. Like,
just because some people do it doesn't mean you have to do it.
Just in general, just don't do it, please.
I have purple hair. That's what's new.
Oh, yeah. Your
back to purple.
Mm-hmm. And not, yeah, because before it was like you had some purple, but now your entire head's purple.
It's exciting. I have to do it again, though. It's faded a little bit, so.
It's a little bit faded, but it doesn't look bad.
I don't mind it, because the roots didn't take, because they're fresh, real hair.
Mm, yeah, I feel ya.
Ooh.
Did you bleach them?
My roots, no.
Oh, that's why.
You forget I have naturally blonde hair.
Yeah, but naturally blonde is not naturally accepting of dye.
I know, but I don't want to bleach my hair again until I have to.
I'm going to grow my hair out, and then I was like, oh. So in my head, I was like, okay, I'm going to grow my hair out and kind of enjoy like my natural hair color before it starts to go gray. And then a few months later, found gray hairs.
I also love how that was your idea of like, I'm 27 now. I'll grow out my hair before I start graying.
Yeah.
I don't have any gray hairs.
You probably do. How would you know?
Exactly. I don't have gray hairs.
It was just like one. Hairs. And I was like, oh, well, there goes my plan. But then I was like, it's just one.
You just pull it out.
Like, I did.
That's good. Isn't that an old wives' tale?
Well, I pulled it out. I pulled it out to look at it because I was like, is that real? Like,
whose hair is this?
Mine. Where did this come from?
How did your hair get in my head?
It came out of my head.
Wow. I'll never know I have gray hair. Unless I dye it that color. Because otherwise it'll just go white. And then it'll be easier to dye.
So it's like Noah's dad says he went blonde. He didn't go gray. He's just blonde now.
That's cute. What color did he have before? Dark hair?
Yeah. I think like Noah's color hair.
Oh.
Brown. Brown.
You know that color. That color is brown. You could have had black hair.
Brown.
You could have had red hair.
Nope.
Like his other son.
Only Adam's beard is red, though.
Yeah.
Red beard.
Oh, good old red beard.
Like the pirate.
Yeah. Obviously.
What are we watching today? I don't even know where I am.
Yeah, we should probably do that.
We're really good at this. We'll get there.
Today we're watching The Snowman.
I'm so of excited.
2017. It's a mystery crime film, a little bit of horror, and it is based on the book by Joan Nesbo.
Wow, this was a book.
Mm-hmm. So the book's probably really good. The movie has a 5.2 on IMDb and an 8% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow, that's bad.
And 50% of Google users liked this film.
That's really bad. I'm really excited. Mm.
I can feel it's getting claggy already.
Yeah, I know. I can. It's
Get ready.
Yep. Drinking milk.
Also, get ready for this. For Detective Harry Hole.
Harry Hole?
Harry Hole.
Harry Hole.
R-R-Y.
Like.
Not I-R-Y.
Like when I was gonna get waxed?
Exactly.
My hairy hole?
Mm-hmm. How appropriate.
But then the place that was gonna wax my hairy hole, spent
burned down
so much effort trying to heat up the amount of wax that was needed that it burned down.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't burn down. There was just a fire.
Yeah. A wax fire.
Yeah. I don't know what caught on fire, but apparently there was a fire. And they were like, can you come next week? And I was like, what am I going to do? I can't even walk.
Your bush is so huge. It chafes.
It's just out of control. I'm one of the least hairy people I know.
Comparatively. I mean, not to me. I'm also not hairy, but anyway.
So snowman hairy hole.
What? Detective hairy hole.
Detective hairy hole.
So dick dairy hole.
Wait, what's happening?
Dick hairy hole.
Hold on. What's happening in this image? There's like a building that's like fucky. Oh,
no.
Shit. Just watched.
Anyway, for Detective hairy hole, which I thought was funny, because then it's dick hairy hole, because for detectives you call them dick for short.
No. Dick Harry Hole.
Dick Harry Hole. For Detective Harry Hole, the death of a young woman during the first snowfall of winter feels like anything but a routine homicide. His investigation leads him to the Snowman Killer.
Ooh. Wait. Is it a guy who kills snowmans, or is it a snowman who kills people, or some kind of combination?
Both. Who is, and the Snowman Killer is an elusive sociopath who continuously taunts the hole with cat and mouse games.
He goes by the hole.
Well, taunts hole. I added the, because it was funnier. As the vicious murders continue, Harry teams up with a brilliant recruit to try and lure the madman out of the shadows.
Dusty Lips, is that her name?
Before he can strike again. Hopefully.
Okay, look at the building. Dream. Look, it's fucky.
What building? See,
like, at the end. With the shit sticking at the top. It's like lights.
Those are cranes.
That's not cranes. Look at it. It's all over the place. It's fucky.
I thought you meant more like than that. It's literally just like lights on top of a tower.
But it's fucky looking. Is it like a tree?
No.
Like a weird green roof? I really want to know what the hell's going on. And it's gone. Oh well. So Detective Hole and his partner Dusty Lips.
Yep.
As I've named them.
Oh, Katrine Bratt, apparently. Less than happy with that.
Why Dusty? Dusty Lips.
Oh, really good trivia fact. One of the people in the movie said that the production of The Snowman was too rushed. He came on board late and reckons that up to 15% of the screenplay was never filmed. In addition, the location filming in Norway was shortened so that the production could move to London, which compromised the story.
Wow.
You know it's going to be good when they said it was rushed and ended up not being great.
I'm so excited. Let's watch it. Let's get fucking drunk and watch this movie. I'm so excited. I've heard really terrible things about it so far from you right now.
Yes. I thought it was going to be good, but maybe now not so much. And I'm sad about it.
That's okay. I think it'll be good. We are.
What if we like it and the whole world doesn't?
That sounds exactly like something that would happen to us.
It'll become a cult classic, but we'll have liked it 50% first.
50% of people
enjoyed it.
On Google liked it, so.
Google users, you see.
Rotten Tomatoes doesn't like anything.
True.
They don't really count. And IMDb is probably like the most realistic rating.
A 5.2?
Yeah, so like that's a
pretty,
pass.
Pretty apt.
That's a pass.
True. Okay, this is us shutterbugs watching The Snowman.
With Dusty Hole. Wait, what? Here
with
we go.
Hairy Hole.
Hairy Hole.
At least that looks cool.
Stop! My brain! Did he just smack a bitch?
Holy fuck!
Oh, Jesus! What the fuck's happening? Oh, wow, that's very, like, Stephen King-y.
Oh, this can't be real.
Gonna have to kill myself.
Help a mother out. Jesus Christ, son.
Okay, but let's be honest, there in Norway, it's winter, that ice is, like, 8 feet thick.
Yeah, you're not going through. Well, apparently you are.
I mean, obviously they are.
I'm not sure if they know, but this isn't how ice works.
No, like, that kid's falling in. Like, what the fuck? Also, wow, that woman really wanted to die.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. It is me. What? You just woke up drunk in the middle of a playground and then left. Let us not ever deny the quality of this film.
Oh, no. Mold in his hole. Detective fucking Dusty Lips here is just rambling on about bullshit. Oh, he's a drinking man. Some lazy fucking snowman building.
Oh my gosh, a dead man. Oh, fuck. Check the back seat, fuck.
Do you want to build a snowman?
What an awkward domestic. Forgot we were recording.
Me too.
I think it was supposed to be a snowman, but it just looked like a volleyball with a face.
Well said!
That was my exact thought. Where's her nose?
It's like a baby Voldemort. Oh, this is a fucking creepy ass snowman.
Who the fuck are these fucks? Fuck. That guy just looks like he's being dubbed. It makes no sense because he's English.
I'm gonna have that in my head forever.
Do you wanna build a snowman?
What the fuck?
No.
He looks like a little fucking molester.
Did he just say, does he grope you often?
Ask questions, kid. What's wrong with you? You've got a serial killer. You've got a serial killer. They're out to get you, gonna build you a snowman and then kill you. Oh, that's creepy as shit. I'm already drunk and tired.
Who the fuck are you? Are they brother and sister, uncle, dating, divorce?
Let me smell your dick. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Quite an unpractical joke.
Oh, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
But like, what?
They're such shit investigators. Does he pre-make the twigs?
Why are there always birds eating the bodies?
Oh, her head's the top of the snowman. Kinky. Again, I have so many questions. I love that. She's always liked men. That explains why she got murdered. Oh shit. If this movie set in Oslo, why are they all British?
I fucking don't know what just happened.
This fucking music.
That's what I said. Slutting it up. Slutting
it up. Oh shit. You don't need a lawyer if you're not guilty. It's interesting that this movie's been going on for over an hour already. And nothing really exciting's happened
yet. Yeah, there's been like one murder.
It's probably this dick. His ex-girlfriend's husband.
Aww.
Oh, what a good guy.
He probably is the murderer.
He is the snowman. You can just tell. It's always the nice ones. Oh, I love it when grown men take a tubby.
Oh, poor old Dusty Lips. Fuck it, Kate. So far, nothing really has happened in this movie.
It's hard to answer the phone when you're in a freezer. Knocks over the snowman with her car.
I thought that's what was gonna happen. Why is that guy so eager to close the case, huh?
Just gonna put it in you real quick.
I'm drunk and horny.
Oh shit, it's on the backside though.
What the fuck? Maybe that's just the Norwegian way. That's how they get through the winters.
It's the Norway. Still waiting for a climax. I love that she just used his body, though. A real hit and run. How dare you come into your own house and seduce me? With your body by lying there and not moving?
How dare you come into your own house and seduce me?
Maybe, but like, for a police officer, she's pretty shit.
Oh, shit, that's creepy.
Drink, girl.
Oh, ah! Ah,
shit.
Fuck.
I've been snowman. And once again, nobody tells anybody what they're doing. That's how you get murdered. Hormone specialist. Matthias.
Oh, fuck. That is a really cool bridge, though.
Stop. That's so rude. Because I have a drinking problem.
Ah! Something's happening. When did you have the time to make that?
30 years ago. It's lasted.
It's still there. It's not where it never gets warm.
Yeah. Just shoot him from afar?
Yep.
Fuck, that was amazing.
That's not quite what I was expecting. Everyone would guess it was him, like, forever ago?
Yeah.
The fuck?
Jesus Christ.
It ends, he just falls through the ice, too.
He slides in the hole.
Everyone's better off. My God, that's the most annoying thing in the world.
Hey, we're working it.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. This is the end, my friend. The end.
Goodbye. That's what our podcast will be. It'll just be the intro, the chop down movie, and then this is the end. Goodbye. But guys, don't worry, we're back and better than ever.
Oh yeah.
Goodbye.
We're back and drunker than ever, maybe.
Yeah.
Actually.
Nah.
We're okay.
Our tolerance is back.
It's also because we're full.
Oh yeah, that too.
I'm so full. Why am I eating this chip?
Because she can't be tamed.
I don't know how to stop.
All right.
There's I don't know what the fuck we just watched.
So, like we previously stated, we watched The Snowman, starring Michael Fassbender.
I'm not super convinced we watched anything.
Nor I, girl. Nor I.
I'm just not 100% sure.
I'm only moderately sure of nothing. Wow, that made no sense. Anyway, The Snowman. What a flick. Movie starts off with a mother and son in a deserted house in the middle of the fucking mountain.
So fucked.
And this chubby old man comes in and is like, is Uncle Jonas here to help us today? And then the mom's like, he didn't call first. And then he comes in and beats her in the face because her son's stupid.
Right? He can't be here, he didn't call first.
Well, he's
your bitch.
And then he brought them food and what appears to be propane so that they can live their lives in the winter in the middle of buttfuck.
Yeah, but it's not even that in the middle. It took them 5 minutes to get there.
And also when there was a thing and then the kid caught them having sex and the woman said, I'm going to tell your wife. And so the man stormed out of there. And then a car chase ensued. But the way that they were carrying on, it was like he was the only one who had a car. And they were like, no, don't abandon us. He's like, I'm never coming back.
Yeah, but then like,
no. And then they started driving after him. Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
And then we were just like, what the dick? What the butzos?
So they do that. And then
we jump to the future.
Well, no. Okay, wait. Fucked. Okay. I'm so sorry, future Kaylee.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. When you're editing this. No, he sees them. No, he, like, goes to build a snowman while they're fucking and slash raping. And then, so that's, like, where the snowman thing comes from. Is for some reason, whenever it's snowing and his mom's getting raped, he's making a snowman. And for some reason, this room has a giant window. Like, her bedroom has a big old window in the hallway into the room.
It's a Swedish thing, because, like, there's a bunch of houses that had, like, the windows between rooms.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, the mom and the little girl, there was a window where she peeked up and was like, Mama, and, like, looking into her room.
Okay. Guys, that's weird.
Like, yeah.
No offense.
But, like, yeah.
But, like, that's fucking weird, guys. Like, you should put up curtains if your house happens to be like, that's really weird. Well, okay. But, so anyway, so he sees them all post-fucky, and then she's like, I'm gonna tell your wife, and then you'll be ruined. And then he's like, fuck you, bitch. I'ma leave. And then he jumps in his car, and she's like, no, don't leave me. And then she goes and jumps in her car and takes her kid with her for some reason. And then is trying to chase him down, but I guess, like, she just gives up.
Yeah, like, he drove too fast, and she was like, well, I guess I'm going off the road now.
And just drove onto the lake and then just stopped. No, she was just driving, and then the kid pulled the emergency brake.
Yeah, because she took her hands off the wheel and just went,
yeah, and he's like, stop, and then he pulled the emergency brake, and the car stopped. And he gets out and tries to get her out, but for some reason didn't unlock the door before he, like...
Oh. But, like, at also no point as she was off-roading did he think, oh, I'll just grab the steering wheel, drive back onto the road.
No, he thought I'll hit the e-brake.
While being in the middle of the lake.
So then the car starts to go through the ice, and the kid's standing right next to it and doesn't fall in, which is super non-realistic. And his mom just sort of, like, Mona Lisa smiles at him as she drowns. That's more, Jack Nicholson.
That was me starting to have a stroke.
Your Mona Lisa smile looks a lot more like Jack Nicholson. Oh no. Put your hands above your head.
Just side teeth.
Fuck. And then the kid's like, oh no. And then immediately we decided it was the doctor.
Yeah.
And then it was.
We knew.
We literally were like, oh, he's the killer.
It's him.
But then he doesn't really do anything. Like,
and then he just, like, stands there, watches his mom drown. And then we're like, oh, okay, flash to the future. We meet Harry Hole, detective man.
This fucker's name is Harry Hole.
He didn't name himself, but his parents hated him.
Right?
Oh, I wonder if his real name's Harold Hole.
Probably. And for some reason, he chooses to go by Harry Hole.
Yeah. Harrison Hole. All the holes. The whole family.
Harold Get it? Hole.
The whole family.
The whole family.
Wow, we, why, whoa.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, I say that I laughed really hard, so.
That's true. We do enjoy his name very much.
We do make ourselves laugh.
Then from there, he stumbles out into the world and goes to start solving crimes, as you do.
I don't know how he went from being an orphan in an orphanage to a doctor.
Well, he was smart, perhaps.
I guess so. It didn't seem like it, the way his dad beat his mom over him not being able to answer the question.
Oh, he didn't know it was his dad.
Oh. How did he not, like, obviously that's your dad.
Because he called him Uncle Jonas.
But then his mom was like, I'm going to tell your wife that he's your kid.
Oh, that's what she said?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was, and then I'm going to tell your wife we've been fucking.
No, she's, because that wouldn't necessarily ruin him if he's got a kid.
Oh.
I don't really know how it would ruin anybody, though. It was like 99 or something, they said.
And also, then he just killed himself, or she killed herself, so, like, well done.
Yep. And then the kid took that as her leaving him. It kind of was.
And then we, like, toddle into what you would imagine, like, kindergartners, if they were to be detectives. Like, how well they would do at solving crimes. You know, where they're just like, I heard a noise, I'll go look at it.
And they're like, I'm gonna go and do this all on my own.
Yeah. And like, no backup, stumbling into crime scenes, investigating shit, not very thoroughly, showing up being like, hey, we heard you're dead, are you dead yet? She's like, nah. And they're like, okay, cool, bye.
And just left?
Fuck the what? They're like, not just like, oh, my husband plays pranks.
Like, how about, like, I think that we should take you into protective custody for at least 24 hours. Like.
Yeah, like, oh, your husband plays pranks? Well, then we should wait for him so that, no, you know, we, like, can arrest him.
Because she's like, that doesn't really sound like him. Like, he's not exactly a practical jokester. Like, she specifically says he doesn't do shit. He wouldn't do things like that.
Oh, I heard he is a practical joker.
Oh, no,
joker.
She says she's not. He's not.
Oh.
And it's like, with all these murders going on, you should be like, I think you should come with us for a little while, just in case.
Yeah, P.S. We'll help you.
Also, this murderer really has zero M.O.
Yeah.
The only thing is he likes to build snowmen about it.
His type is women who don't know who their baby daddies are.
Yeah. Yeah, that's his type. But his killing is all different.
He beheads them all.
Does he behead them all? He didn't behead the last one.
Oh, cause
cut her finger off.
That's because she wasn't his type. She was the opportune to make Harry mad. He killed her.
It just did, and some of them he dismembered.
Yes.
In a specific pattern for reasons unknown to me.
He was in med school at the time, so he was practicing
his
anatomy.
His dissection of humans?
Yes. Jenny,
I don't fucking know.
But it's just like, the whole time you're kind of like, wanting it to build more than
I don't,
it was. Like, you know, they're like, oh, we found something. You're kind of, like, starting to get invested. Then they do something dumb, just, and you're like, oh, never mind.
Yeah, nothing. It's, like, not very exciting. And then there's this weird, like, subplot of this guy who likes to take pictures of people at his parties and then for some reason makes that one chick take her shirt off and takes a picture of her boobs. And, like, and they're trying to bid for to host some kind of
sports thing. Yeah, that's what I didn't really get, is because it's like, starts to point, well, I mean, it's obviously to throw you off and think it's like that guy the murderer, because he was in cahoots with the dead wife of his friend who used to own a company together, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but it literally does nothing.
Yeah.
It's just nothing. It's a nothing plot. It's just there.
It's to throw you.
Literally just misdirection, which shit plot work.
It's not, like, I mean, in most, because it came from a novel, right? So in a good crime novel, it does lead you on the path of, like, oh, I got it. Like, I'm thinking it's this guy, and then they bring it in and swoop it in another direction.
There has to be, like, a more interconnected story there than what they showed on this. Because there was, it was such a fuck show. It was a fuck show. I wish that would have been more interesting.
Yes.
There wasn't nearly enough creepy snowmen either.
They were fucking creepy.
And let's be honest, the score for this was awful.
Oh my god. Yeah. The like
I don't remember
Swedish pop music that's just like out of nowhere.
Then like his like cell phone ring is the same style of music, just a different song. You're like, oh, it's him, obviously.
You're like, oh fuck yeah, obviously it's like, you.
Clearly.
And then we're just all just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And then like they go out and of course they car chase out to his original home.
Well, first he kills his partner. When they're getting a hint of what could be happening, she gets murdered.
Yeah. And takes her files, which we learned nothing about after.
Yeah.
Where did they go? He kept them because it was like downloaded and deleted.
Oh yeah.
So they're somewhere.
Hmm. Intriguing. We'll never know.
Also, like, for something like that, didn't she say all the files automatically get sent back to, like, the computer database at the precinct and are saved there? So there's no way he could have deleted them from the device, but he couldn't have deleted them.
Well, that's stupid once again.
There's, like, literally a whole spiel at the beginning where she's like, and okay, so with our new system, it's, like, fingerprint code, and all your files automatically come back to the main server here at the precinct. And then it's like, oh, okay, so he's like, oh, download them and delete them. And I cut off her finger just to do this. And it's like, but they're already backed up.
Yeah, but they're already there. Hmm.
Oh, it's every 12 hours.
Oh.
But the videos that were from, like, the day before, so it would have been too late.
Yeah. Much dumb.
Like, also, I feel like you'd be able to be like, oh, look, in the last, like, 12 hours, there have been deleted files. Let's pull them up. Right? Like,
Let's check the trash can. Boop, boop. Open. They're there.
I just don't think it'd be that easy to delete shit.
A, what computer system uses your fingerprint? Like, if you're trying to be, like, so tech savvy, but then also, like, all the files are just there, like, nothing's encrypted past that point.
Right? It's just an iPad with a
fucking... with a finger scanner.
Right?
It's just an iPad, because that's what you use to open them.
Yeah, that's literally what it was. But they had a fun case on it.
Yeah.
That was it.
With, like, a little flip top. Boop.
Yeah, that was it. Christ.
But then the last 20 minutes kind of rages.
That like, was better, but it was, like...
It starts to build, but you're still just like, oh, come on.
Yeah, well, because, like, at that point, you're like, I already knew this was going to happen. Like, I already knew this is who it was.
Yeah, well, like, yeah. And then as soon as there's the banging on Harry Hole's ex-girlfriend's door, and it's like, who the fuck is banging on the door? Next thing you know, Matthias is in there, and it's like, well, bitch, you're married. Use the key.
Right?
That's what I didn't get. I was like, you fucking live here.
And then he's standing there. He's got his, like, old-school medical bag, and he puts it down, and he's holding a handful of zip ties, and she's just looking at him, just standing there. And I'm like, really? You're not, like, concerned that he's talking really weird, and he's got a bag and a handful of zip ties?
What we don't know is this is how he always comes home. So it's not unusual. It's just that he's a little more salty than normal.
They regularly zip tie for sex.
Yeah.
Like, and she's just standing there like, I'm really not in the mood for doing it, but whatever, I guess.
Fine. I just got finished raping Harry Hole, but you'll do.
Well, just don't ask to smell my dick.
Because it won't be pretty.
Nope. It's not going to be good. And then he doesn't kill them because the cop shows up. Detective Harry Hole.
In the nick of time.
I keep thinking I'm like making a joke when I say Detective Harry Hole.
But you're not.
But that's his name. I keep thinking like, oh, that's a fun pun on like what his name is. Oh, his name is Harry Hole. Mm-hmm. Dusty Lips. I made that one up. Yep.
Well, and the other best part is that like at one point the doctor's being so nice and he's like, well, like, you know, he called the mom and made up for Harry Hole missing the kid's field trip and was like, oh, he called me, blah, blah. And we're like, that's too nice. He's got to be the killer.
We were. It's like, oh, he's the killer. Look how nice he's being.
Yeah, that ain't right. People don't do that.
And I was a little confused when he was like, oh, like some people are are, like, taking this for sleep. I could prescribe you some if you want. Mm-hmm. And I, like, that, they did a half-decent job with that, because you could just play that off as them, like, sort of, that sort of being how you know he's a doctor.
Yeah.
Right? Like.
Definitely we want to read the book now to see how it compares.
Yeah, I'm into it.
But then the other part is, I know the book is, like, Swedish, so then there's always the, like, translation issue.
Yeah, but a good translator will be able to translate, like...
It will.
Yeah. You never know.
And then...
If it'll be good or not.
Once he's like, oh, the guy's like, is she a good mother? And then Harry Hole's like, I don't know, ask her fucking kid.
Right? He's like, oh, no, he's like, does she deserve to live? And he's like, why don't you ask him? And the guy's like,
oh.
No, this is, like, my thing.
He's like, taken aback. He's just like, oh,
No, I don't want to ask. And then they fight. And shit happens, and then they end up out on the lake.
Yeah, then they take it to the streets of ice.
Well, he, like, runs out, and somehow there's a snowman out there.
Yes. Like, A, somehow there's a snowman that's kind of melted. B, there's a hole in the lake that apparently Harry Hole knows about. Maybe that's his superpower. He just plops holes wherever he can.
Maybe he wasn't shot, and we thought that he was shot, but it hit the ice. And that's why he, like, went down to pretend that he was shot.
Maybe, but was he using a cannon
instead of a bullet? I was gonna say, somehow his one little bullet created a people-sized hole, right?
But we know that ice is just sketchy as fuck because you drive a car on it for 1 second and it falls down.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I'm from the north. Like, we build winter roads.
But we'll say this is set late November.
Okay, that's fair. So it's just sort of frozen. That's
but
more reasonable.
At the same time, like, what's the thaw like up in, like, the mountains? Because this is, like, deep.
Yeah.
Deep, high altitude, presumably.
I have no idea. I'm like, where I'm from, we build winter roads.
Where I'm from, we sell them.
Do you remember when we sold...
So much.
Was it Wes that we, like, build roads in the winter over lakes and stuff? And he's like, no fucking way. He would not believe us.
That's funny.
Like, he was like, that's impossible. And we're like, you can look it up. Like, it's not.
It's a TV show. It's called Ice Road Truckers.
It is now. My mom's going to be on an episode of that at some point.
Cute. Trucking?
No.
Oh.
I don't remember the story. She, like, pulled over to help one of the truckers, or fucked if I know.
Oh, that's so nice.
No idea. You don't quote me on it. Mom, text me and tell me the story again.
Mom, is it true? So he gets shot, the man comes close, ominously, I'm gonna shoot you dead. Then he falls in a hole he doesn't see because the lake's misty.
Okay, wait, also, how did this kid grow up in this environment and didn't know to, like, watch for the ice?
Exactly, like, it's the, like, same hole that took down his mom. You think he'd be terrified of lakes that are frozen and would never go on one again.
But not just that, but as a kid he would have grown up, like, on these lakes, like, they're all around his house, like... He wouldn't be very familiar with the ice and, like, the time of year and all that kind of crap.
Oh, my Jesus.
But he just, whoop, there it is.
Oh, no. And then the best part is when he goes in the water and then you just see his hands, like, ooh. And then he just gets taken by the current.
Yeah, but, and, like, for some reason the water is smoky.
Yes.
And his hands are very poorly CGI'd. They couldn't have just thrown him in a pool and, like, superimposed it together.
I know, you could have, like, built, like, fuck. All you needed to build was, like, a circle with 2 feet of ice around it, have it float in a pool, have his head pop up, like, ooh. Hello, get it together.
Right? Christ.
Fuck.
That's funny, though.
What do you rate this movie?
What do I rate this fucking movie? Holy shit. Oh my god, okay.
We're both just like,
Say something really bad, but I'm not gonna.
Ooh, you'd say it, I'll edit
no,
it
I'll
out.
Tell you after. Let's see, I give this movie like 3.5 poorly built, 2-tiered snowman as opposed to 3. Like, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? Out of 19 decapitated bodies.
Oh my god. Ugh.
It's a really bad rating, by the way. 4 out of 19.
I believe it.
That's not good.
Crap.
I'm on board with fucking Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I rate this movie 50% of Google users.
I rate this movie 6% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh, she dropped it down.
What was it? 9?
8.
Oh, 8. Well, it should be 6.
It's more of a 6. Oh, man. Oh, I rate this movie. One hairy hole. Okay. Out of
3 Brazilian waxing sessions.
No. I was gonna say one hairy hole out of 100%. No, I forgot the words that I wanted to say. 100%. I don't know.
Liquor.
One hairy hole out of 10 dusty lips attempting seduction. There. That's what we go with.
Gross. Let me smell your dick. Does See, I sound just like her?
If more men had been like, let me smell your clit, then this movie wouldn't have even been made because right. there would have been no adultering.
Or if more men were like, geez, I should wear a condom. I'm about to fuck a married woman.
Or if they were like, geez, we haven't actually had intercourse for 3 years, and my wife's pregnant. Maybe I should talk to her about that.
This seems really weird.
Hmm.
Like, oh, it turns out I'm fully infertile, so. Yeah.
Or like, super fertile, that they're just like shooting blanks across the table.
What?
I don't know. I'm dead.
I don't know.
Doritos!
So we're the Shutterbugs.
We are. Sam and Kaylee.
This is what we do. If you're just tuning in now, I'm not really sure why you just skipped the end of a podcast to check it out, but whatever.
But you have a lot of catching up to do.
This is what we do. We get drunk, we watch horror movies, we talk shit about them, we talk a lot of nonsense, we drink vodka, we eat a lot during our podcast.
And here's where you can find us.
You can find us at shutter-bugs.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Shutterbugs. You could email us at shutterbugs.podcast@gmail.com if you should feel so inclined to give us suggestions. You can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/shutterbugs if you want to check out hilarious bloopers. You can get posters and shit there. Real cool.
Real cool.
You can also find us at nerdopotamus.net on the Nerdo Network. Along with
other people who make podcasts.
The end.
You're welcome.
It's been so long. Did you forget Hashtag everyone?
Name drop.
Did you forget all the nerdo people?
No, we have Alchemist, BitBoys, CBFU, Comic Book Fans United, Hello Creeps, Let's Get Drunk and Talk Comics, Miserable Retail Slave.
What's happening?
Us, the Shutterbugs, and Pizza and Pop Podcast.
What happened? Your accent changed like 5 times.
I'm international. I'm an international woman of mystery.
You sounded like fucking a poo there for a second.
Don't judge.
I do, though.
Don't hate me because you ain't me.
I really am glad for who I am.
Oh.
Love ya.
No.
Peace, shitties.
Okay, bye.
The end. Goodbye.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Have a drink.
Please.
Please.
Please catch up.
Please get on our level. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay.